Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the 90th birthday of the great American mezzo-soprano Mildred Miller. She sang at the Met from 1951 till 1974, an astonishing 23 years and 338 performances. In 1978, Miller founded the Opera Theater of Pittsburgh and has taught many years at Carnegie Mellon School of Music. Maya Hoover joined me for an interview with Mildred Miller, recorded especially for this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Hello, Mildred Miller.
Yes, this is Mildred Miller.
Hi, this is Gary Hickling speaking, and with me is Maya Hoover.
Pleased to meet you, Maya.
I'm pleased to meet you.
But the program is about lieder and art song in general, and so that's what I'd like to get you to talk about.
Yes. I'd love to.
Could we begin with just saying
happy birthday
to you?
Oh, fantastic. Bless you. Love it.
You don't deserve any less.
Well, I could deserve nothing, too.
That's not true. We'll hear Mildred Miller in Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, in a bit. But I need to tell you that it has three sections which we can't hear tonight because the total is longer than the whole of Singing and Other Sins. Right now I'm playing just a bit of the opening called The Drinking Song of the Earth's Sorrows. The tenor is Ernst Haefliger. Schlagen. Before we ask Mildred Miller about her association with Bruno Walter, let's hear them together in a movement from their legendary recording of Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth by Mahler. This section is called Der Einsame im Herbst, The Solitary One in Autumn. You can follow the German and English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. It opens delicately, describing mists drifting over the lake. The singer notes the flowers have faded, and likewise her heart is heavy and seeking peace and solace, asking if the sun of love will shine and dry her tears. the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, Mildred Miller, sang Der Einsame im Herbst, The Solitary One in Autumn, from the famous Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth recording, made in 1960 with Bruno Walter and the New York Philharmonic. Let's return to our interview with Mildred Miller.
How did that all happen?
Yes.
Well, Bruno Walter was looking for somebody to do Das Lied von der Erde.
Yes.
And he had been working with Maureen Forrester.
I remember.
But she recorded it in Canada with somebody. And so that expelled her from it.
Okay.
He just didn't know where to turn.
Mm-hmm.
So the Columbia Artists Management decided that they would record all the mezzos that they had and let him listen and see if he could find one there.
Wow.
So there were nine of us mezzos, and he listened to all the recordings. We did German Lieder and Der Abschied, which is part of the Das Lied von der Erde. And he picked me.
I love it.
And he never, never would have picked me had he known that my nickname was Legs Miller and that I was appearing on television singing popular songs.
This was for the Bell and things like that?
Yeah, the Voice of Firestone and the Bell Telephone Hour.
You also did Ed Sullivan, didn't you?
Oh, yes, once.
Once.
That was okay. but he especially liked my performance on the recording of Immer leise wird mein Schlummer by Brahms.
Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful song.
Yes, it is a beautiful song. And it didn't hurt the fact that I speak German and that I came from German parents.
Did you hear German growing up then?
I sure did.
How wonderful. Mildred Miller gives you some idea of the historic nature of the recording we're sampling for this 90th birthday Singing and Other Sins celebration. Let's hear her now in Von der Schönheit, of Beauty, from Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth. You may follow the German and English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing-and-other-sins. The opening depicts young girls picking flowers and describes their beauty. Then you'll hear martial music as handsome lads on horses ride by. And finally, the loveliest of the girls notices the best-looking guy, follows him with a passionate glance while her heart beats wildly.
Spiegel ihre schlanken Glieder.
The fourth section, Von der Schönheit, of Beauty, from Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, performed by Mildred Miller with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Bruno Walter. Before we hear the 29-minute-long Der Abschied, or Farewell, from Das Lied, let's return to the interview with Mildred Miller.
And he worked very hard on the upsheet with the long monologues in the front, in the beginning.
Yes. And was this to make it more dramatic or less dramatic? Was he after any particular angle on that
He was looking for sort of the mysterious feeling.
Okay.
It was to be not brass, very mysterious.
Now, for the next 29 minutes, sit back and enjoy the classic recording of Der Abschied, or Farewell, from Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, performed by Mildred Miller with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Bruno Walter. This movement is not just longer than all the previous sections together, but from the opening stroke of the tam-tam heard for the first time, it enters a world new even to Mahler. The oboe utters a simple, unforgettable, piercing cry. The voice begins with simplicity of speech that you heard Mildred Miller mention, describing the setting sun and rising moon. But the music makes time stand still, sounding almost improvisatory. The streamlet sings in the darkness, and flowers pale in the twilight. listen for the fantastic bird calls and the sound of the night as the world goes to sleep. You'll also hear a great death march in the middle. Then in the final ecstasy, die liebe Erde, the dear earth, the music takes off weightless and soaring. The famous ending melts ewig, ewig into an immeasurable forever, forever, floating away, sounding like the promise of a better world.
Thank you.
der Abschied, or Farewell, from Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, The Song of the Earth, performed by Mildred Miller and the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Bruno Walter. You've been listening to Mildred Miller's 90th birthday celebration on Singing and Other Sins. Many thanks to Maya Hoover for joining me in the interview. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, we'll continue this 90th birthday tribute to Mildred Miller with more of the interview and Mahler and Schumann songs. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.